Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov, a little taste of Rashi before we start our day. In Shishi, it says, Vasitem lo kasher zamam lasad lachiv uviyarta hara mikirbecha. This is part of the mitzvah of Edim Zomimin, when you have witnesses who claim that they saw something happen, and then alternative witnesses come and say, to the first, you couldn't have actually seen that, because you were with us in another place entirely. If they attempt to do something to somebody, like let's say they say that Reuven killed Shimon, so Rashi says, Kasher zaman v'lo kasher asa. Mikan amru hargu in ragin. The punishment for Edom Zomimin is that whatever they tried to do to the person that they testified about, whatever they said that that person did, whatever punishment he was going to get, we give to them. So for example, if they say Reuven killed Shimon, we saw Reuven kill Shimon, so then if they are caught out by these alternative Edom, so they are killed like Reuven would have been killed. Unless, as Rashi points out, hargu in ragin. Unless they actually succeeded. If Reuven actually was killed by Beit Din, then these Edim Zomimin don't get killed. This is actually one of the points of contention between the Purushim and the Tzedukim. The Purushim, those with the rabbinic tradition, they said that because it says Kasher Zamam, which means as they planned, in other words, they get the punishment that they planned to give to Reuven, but not Kasher Asa, but not what they actually did. In other words, if they succeed in getting Reuven killed, then they don't get that punishment. It's a little bit strange, kind of surprising when you learn it the first time. The Ora Chaim wonders, actually, why do we make this diuk? Why can't it be kasher zamam v'kol shekein kasher asa? Definitely, if he actually does it, which seems to be what the Tzedukim say. So he actually makes a diuk that I didn't see in any other mefarshim. He says it's really based on the previous pasuk, which says, v'darshu ha-shoftim heitev, v'inei eid sheker ha-eid sheker ana ba'achiv. This ana ba'achiv, ana means he testified falsely. So the fact that it changes the verb from ana to zamam, ana means their actual testimony, zamam means what their plan was. It could have said, vasitim lo kasher ana. Could have used the same exact verb. But the fact that it changes the verb means that it's coming to exclude the case where the testimony actually comes true, and it only includes the case where they actually just planned. Shavua tov, Shabbat shalom, Chodesh tov.